B'tochen for Life, Shir number 228, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Toldos. We are talking about the importance of having B'tochen when everything is going okay, which we will call preemptive B'tochen. A person has to have B'tochen even when everything is perfect. Because when a person has B'tochen when everything is perfect, Emirtz Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue maintaining that perfection, so to speak. Because the main reason why a person has difficulties and stresses in life is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be aware that He is there. And in order to compel us to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us into difficult situations, that we are forced to turn to Him. But if we would turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when everything is fine, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have no reason to put us in a difficult situation. And that is really the level which we are dealing with, which is called machsi. The level of machsi means that a person walks around feeling protected, feeling sheltered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's not concerned about what's going on, and he's not worried, and he's not stressed, because he knows that he is under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection. That's machsi. Meaning he's not even thinking about things that are going to happen. He's not even concerned that maybe this will happen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. He's on a different planet. He's on a different sphere. He is under the jurisdiction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he gets up in the morning, he says to himself, Machsi, Ribbono Shel Olam, I am living under your protection. And today is going to be perfect. Everything's going to work out in Mitzvah Hashem. Why? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is engaged in my life in a real way, everything works out. And that is machsi. And that's why the Pasuk says that if a person says, Oymar Lashem machsi umtsudasi elekai evtach bai, the Pasuk continues, Ki hu yatzil chami pach yokush. The Ribbono Shel Olam will save you from any trap, from any difficulty. Because when you feel machsi, meaning you're getting up in the morning and everything is fine, there's nothing going on, but you tell yourself, it's machsi, I am under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection, and you repeat it to yourself throughout the day, everything's going to be perfect today, Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taking care of me, nothing will go wrong, and you constantly repeat it to yourself again and again, today is a day of machsi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taking care of me. That is bringing B'tochen into your life before the difficulty. And then Emirtz Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will maintain that level of machsi, will maintain that a person shouldn't have difficulties and shouldn't have struggles. So what is preemptive B'tochen? What is B'tochen before the tzara? That is machsi. That is a perfect example of early B'tochen, so to speak. That a person walks around when everything is fine, feeling secure with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Feeling protected, feeling sheltered, feeling taken care of. In every area of life, if you walk around feeling machsi and expect that everything should be good in Mirtz Hashem, because I'm under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's jurisdiction, in Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect the person and he will not have difficulties and sorrows. Because when you're under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection, nothing can affect you.